Oh, Middo, fresh from being hypnotised again last night. What did you, what were you doing? Now, you're not under, right?
No, I'm not under now. No, Pete you're Powers, right. he got me up before he left last night. And it's a bit of a weird feeling, very unusual feeling, but so I watched it again, and I was a dog handler, and Eric Groth was my prize dog.
What sort of dog was he?
His name was Bowser.
Bowser. Yeah, did he Bowser. Cock his leg or anything?
No, he was very, very well trained.
Right. Oh, dear.
Very
well trained. All right. A lot of padding.
Mm. Yes. I'm not going there.
It is a really strange thing. We should get him in one morning on the show.
Oh.
It is very, it's an unusual thing, craziest thing I've ever
you
done.
You just heard from Grant Mayer, round seven locked in at Leichhardt Oval, but no definite future for Leichhardt after that with the West Tigers. I mean, we all love tradition, you know, the emotion attached to Leichhardt Oval, but it's not up to scratch.
Yeah, no, it needs some work, doesn't it? It's, you know,
it needs tens of millions of dollars.
It does.
Tens of millions of dollars. Tens of millions of dollars spent.
But there are a lot of people who would hate to see it go.
I know.
So it's a conundrum, isn't it? And, you know, the policy on big stadiums, boutique grounds, you know, we still haven't settled on it, have we?
No.
Well, we can't afford the boutique grounds. They sound sexy, but. We can't afford
it. Moving away from it, isn't it?
Yeah. It's the reality.
Unfortunately. All right, Middo, let's have a look at this round. We'll start with the Tigers, West's Tigers and the Bulldogs.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. The changing face of rugby league. We've got two players on debut for the West Tigers tonight named Deloise and Lamar. Sounds like we're talking about the NBL, doesn't it? Deloise Hoyter, he comes in for the suspended Pat Richards, and Lamar Leo Lavave is in for Dean Halitau. It means that West Tigers will field the most inexperienced team in their history in this game tonight. It's not the youngest team they've ever played, but it's a tough one for them. They've got both of last year's grand finalists on a five-day turnaround. No other team this year has to play the grand finalists in consecutive weeks. So they played very well against the Rabbitohs. They weren't quite up to it experience-wise against Souths last week, and I think they'll probably face some similar problems against a big menacing Canterbury.
You've got to tip the Bulldogs at $1.36, the Tigers $3.25. The other match tonight, the Parramatta Eels, again with a massive task, $3.40 up against the Rabbitohs, $1.33.
Yeah, massive too because of the injuries that the Eels have had over the early weeks of the competition. It's not going to make their task easy. The Rabbitohs, yeah, they're missing Dylan Walker and John Sutton's not there either. So a few changes to their grand final side, but I think South will have too much for Parramatta. They've won their last seven against Parramatta. They haven't got a great record at Pirtek Stadium, but South should win.
Tight one, this one. Knights, unbeaten, at $2 at tab, and the Panthers, $1.85.
Yeah, tough one to pick because Newcastle have started the season in very good form. Three wins on the trot. They haven't won four in a row since Andrew Johns was there, their first four games of
really?
The season. Their first four of the
first
season.
First four of the season, yeah.
Since Andrew Johns was playing for them. They've won their last six at Hunter Stadium, but it's very hard to go past Penrith. They're just a very complete team. They were beaten by the Roosters last Monday night, but they never gave in. They never looked like winning, really, but they never threw the towel in, and I think they could beat Newcastle.
Cronulla, Middo, winless. $1.48 up against the Gold Coast, $2.70.
Yeah, it might be a bit of emotion there on the weekend with Chris Hyington playing his 250th first grade game. He's a very popular player.
Been a good player, hasn't he?
He has. Will Zillman plays 150 for the Titans. I think Cronulla can probably win this one. The loss of Ben Barber, you know, may not be such a bad thing. They've named Wade Graham at 5'8". And good. Bit of a suggestion that Jack Bird might actually come in and start at 5'8 and push Hyington back to lock, Galen into front row possibly. So there's a few options for Cronulla there. I think they can beat the Titans.
St George, Illawarra, $2.40. They're the outsiders against the Seagulls, $1.60.
Yeah, don't mind the Dragons in this one. They did win last week, which is probably pretty good form at this time of the year. Manly, away from home, they're, as Des Hasler said, a different team. They've lost their last five games away from home. They don't have a good record in Wollongong. I think the Dragons, with a bit of confidence out of last Saturday beating Canberra in that big comeback, I think they can win.
Just watch the second half if you're a Dragons fan.
Don't watch the first.
Don't watch the first half at all. The Warriors, mate, $1.72 up against the Brisbane Broncos, game better than I thought at $2.15.
Yeah, and another interesting game because the Warriors are celebrating their 20th anniversary in the competition. The Broncos were their first opponents back in 1995, and it's a big day planned, and they're looking at a pretty big crowd at Mount Smart Stadium before the World Cup final starts. So I think everyone will be rushing home to watch the World Cup final.
Yeah.
But Yeah, I think the Broncos maybe can spoil the party over there. I think they've, you know, under Wayne Bennett, you know, they're probably going to have a few tricks for the Warriors, some inexperience there. I think their fullback will get targeted with no Sam Tompkins there. Lolahia, he played well going back to fullback last weekend, but I think the Broncos and Bennett will have a few surprises in store for him.
The Roosters, very difficult this weekend. They're $1.16 against the Raiders, $5.50.
They've been just about unbeatable against the Raiders at Allianz Stadium. 15 of the last 16 games, the Roosters have won there against Canberra. And the Raiders, against all opponents, very poor at Allianz, an away record, which is nothing to write home about either. They've got a few players back this week. Jack Whiten's named at fullback, but I think the Roosters will be way too strong.
Crunch time for the Cowboys, Middo. They've got to win $1.92 up against Melbourne, $1.92.
Yeah, maybe this week, but, you know, Jonathan Thurston saying that the team's lost confidence, I don't think that's a great statement from the captain of the team. And Melbourne... Well, they just keep rolling on. They're just too professional. And they've got a great record against the Cowboys. They won 10 of their last 13. If they win this game, Cameron Smith will bring up 200 victories in his NRL career, which is a very rare thing.
Good on you, Mido.
Thank you, boys.
You sure you're not still under? And sleep.
That's fine.
That's what happens. Well done, Mido.
Thanks,
have a great weekend.
Good stuff, mate.